He says, then who do you think's going to laugh? He said, the first one that laughed, he said, maybe they go up there and he go boom. Yeah, I guess you're right, Jackie. He said, nobody will laugh. Jackie looked at Manuel and looked around the kitchen. He says, Manuel, I'm going to ask you a favor. Could you find me something real special? Do you have any roast beef that we had about a week ago? See? He said, and chocolate pudding? He said, oh, you boys celebrate, huh? He says, no, Jose. Jose, chocolate pudding? See, we bring it last time. He liked it. All right. He says, I want to sort of thank him. Juan was still crying. He says, Jackie, Jackie, Jackie. He says, what should I do? He said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, you can wipe your feet on me. You can, I'll lay down. You just kick me and you can do anything. So why should I do that? He said, because I'm a stupid fool. That's why. He said, Jackie, I promise you. I promise you. And he got down on his knees. He said, Jackie, I will do anything. He said, I will do anything. I said, well, you don't have to do anything. Just do what I tell you when I think of something. And he said, Jackie, you told me the night before I was to be shot, you told me you had a plan. I said, I have a plan. I said, Jackie, he said, you're not just joking, huh? I said, no, I'm not joking. He said, I have a plan. He says, for us to escape? No. Then what? He looked around to see that Manuel wasn't around. He says, can you keep a secret? I swear I can keep a secret, Jackie. He said, I have a plan for you to escape. For me? Well, Jackie, what about you? He says, I'll have to do my own later. He said, but I can get you out of here, I think. He says, if you get out of here, you go to your grandmother's. He says, if you get out of here without being seen, go to the general, he said, of the army, and tell him what's happening. Maybe they can, and he looked around to make sure Manuel wasn't running around. He said, maybe they can get here faster than Jose can get back. You understand? He says, when are we going to do this, Jackie? He says, I don't know. He says, but the next time Jose goes out on his business trip, he says, you may go with him. Jackie, I can't go with him. He'll shoot me. He says, he won't know it. Oh, you no magician, Jackie. He says, now, you're not even making sense to me. He said, well, I'll tell you when the time comes. I said, don't tell a soul. I won't, Jackie. He said, I won't. Manuel came in. He said, what are you whispering about? Oh, nothing. Juan looked up. He said, I'm just telling Jackie how nice it is to be alive. He says, now, Jackie, you know about this time, you know what you'd be doing? Putting flowers on my grave. Yeah? That's about right. That's about right. He says, and I'm glad to see the sun again. He said, I'm glad to see the sunset tonight, and tomorrow morning he'd come back up, and he said, I'm still alive. He says, well, it was a narrow escape. That evening, Jackie got a real nice basket and a jug of hot coffee, and everything was just right. He started across the courtyard. Juan looked at him. Jackie, he says, good luck. Thank you, Juan. And he says, stay out of sight. He went up on the porch. He said, Jose, come here, Jackie. Jose and Miguel were out in the kitchen. He said, I brought the food. He said, it's about time. He said, I'm hungry. He looked around. The place was getting to be a mess again. Jackie picked up a few things and a few old bottles and threw them out in the back. He said, would you want me to fix the table up nice? He said, I found some old things. He said, a tablecloth and some things in the napkins in the old drawer. He says, when I was cleaning up. We said, nothing too good for Jose. See? So Jackie went in and got a linen tablecloth. It was white at one time, but faded. It was a little yellow. Put napkins out. He put a glass, filled it with water, knife, fork, spoon, and a little napkin, a linen napkin beside each plate. Then he set the food in the middle of the table. Jose and Miguel had gone out on the porch for a minute. smoking his big cigar, and finally Jackie had everything just right. In fact, he found an old candle and a candelabra that was broken. He stuck it back together and put it in the middle of the table and lit a candle and two little ones on each side. And Jackie looked at it and he thought, that's not bad at all. He said, in fact, that looks pretty good. All right, he says, I'm ready. They walked inside and Jose came in first and looked. He says, oh, he says, what is this? He said, well, it's your supper going to be served. He says, you want to know how we do it at home? Sometimes we eat by candlelight. We have a tablecloth and napkins. Napkins? He said, yeah, these little things. He said, what do you do with that, Jackie? He says, well, you wipe your hands on it and so you don't get your clothes dirty. Oh. He looked at his pants and they were filthy. Ooh, you wipe your hands on a nice clean cloth so you don't get your trousers dirty, huh? Didn't no make sense to me. They sat down and Miguel came in. Ah, Jackie, he said, this is nice. He said, this is nice. Jackie looked at Jose's hands. They were dirty. Miguel's were dirty. His face was dirty. Jackie says, Jose looked up at him. He said, why you do that? He said, I know what happens. He said, you want to say something. Now, what is it, Jackie? He said, well, Jackie. He says, well, your hands are dirty. They're filthy. You tell Jose. He stood up and started to go for his guns. He said, you tell. He looked at his hands. He looked over at Miguel. Hey, Miguel, look at your hands. They're filthy. Jose. He says, you hear it. He says, Jackie, tell you that. Jack says, we usually have to wash our hands before we eat at home. You hear that, Miguel? He said, you've got no manners. He said, go out and wash your hands. Jose, he said, you hear me? See, Jose, see. He said, I'll go too. They went out the back and washed their hands and came in, and even Jose put a little water on his black hair and pushed it back. As he came in, he smiled. He said, did you like this, Jackie? He said, that's better. They sat down. Jose took the napkin and looked at it. He didn't know what to do with it. Jackie says, you put it on your lap. Hmm? He says, you put it on your lap. He says, so my pants don't get dirty? He said, they're already filthy. He says, well, anyway, that's what we do because we don't have filthy pants at home. Jackie, Miguel, he said, you know what that is by your plate? I don't know, piece of rag. Oh, Miguel, you stupid, you have no manners. He said, that's, what is it, Jackie? Napkin. That's a napkin. He said, you put it on your lap. He said, what for? He said, so you don't get your trousers dirty. Miguel looked at him, he said, these trousers? He said, see. He said, Miguel, you have no manners. Jose looked at him. He said, well, that's where I put it if you want me to. Jackie smiled. Miguel reached over, grabbed the loaf of bread and ripped a piece off. Jackie shook his head. Miguel, what is it, Jose? He says, you stupid, you got no manners. All right, he told Miguel he had no manners. So they began eating. And every so often, Jose would take his shirt sleeve and run it across his greasy mouth from the meat. Jackie would just look at him and grit his teeth, and every time Jose would look out of the corner of his eyes, he could watch Jackie. Said, all right, Jackie, he said, you don't like that. Now what I do wrong? Well, because you wiped your face on your sleeve.
So I put on sleeve. Where else would I wipe it?
He said, you take the napkin like this. And he showed him how he very gently wiped the corners of his mouth and laid it back down.
Ah. He said, see, Miguel? He said, you've got no manners. He said, you use napkin like this. and he picked up the napkin very daintily and took it and wiped the corners of his mouth. He said, "You like that, Jackie?" "That's much better." He kept looking at his dirty trousers and the clean napkin. He said, "I don't understand, Jackie." He says, "I have napkin to protect my clean trousers." He said, "They're not clean, they're dirty." He says, "Well, you should wash them." "What?" "I said you should wash them." He says, "Jackie," he says, "sometimes," he said, "I have great patience with you." He says, "Well, you want me to tell you they're clean? All right, they're very clean and nice. Don't you lie to me, Jackie." He said, "They're dirty, they're filthy." He said, "Well, you're saying the same thing." "Do you get me all mixed up, Jackie?" Miguel was looking at his. He said, "You know, Jose," he said, "they are filthy." He said, "Nobody asked you." He said, "Your pants are filthy all the time." He said, "Jose, you don't change yours any more than I do mine." He says, "Well, if I were you," he says, "you should get them washed." He says, "I'll wash them for you." "Oh, Jackie," he said, "you do too much. But I saw a lot of other clothes that you haven't worn for a long time in the back bedroom." He says, "If you leave them out here in the back porch, I'll wash them for you." He looked at Jackie. "Come here, Jackie." He says, "You know, you very strange boy." He said, "I don't understand you." He said, "You saved my life." He says, "You want to wash my filthy pants. Why?" "Well," he says, "you don't like me that much, Jackie." He said, "I know that." He says, "You're not that kind of a boy." He says, "You don't like because I steal and cheat and rob, huh?" "No, I don't." He says, "Then why you do it?" He said, "Because, I don't know, I'd do it for anybody that asked me, I guess. I'd not even ask you." "Well, to tell you the truth," he said, "I don't like people going around in filthy pants." He said, "See that, Miguel?" He said, "From now on, you're going to have clean pants. Understand?" "Well, see, Jose, see." He said, "Jackie," he said, "I pay you." He said, "I'm a rich man." He said, "Come here." He got up and pushed his chair away, walked over to the back bedroom, pulled out a key out of his pocket, and there was a door back there. He opened the door. He says, "Look." Jackie saw all kinds of chests, some open, some closed, some lids were gone, but they were stacked with money. Gold coins, paper money, jewels, everything. He says, "Now what do you think of Jose?" He says, "Well, you're rich." "Rich," he said, "I'm very rich." He says, "What are you going to do with the money, Jose?" He said, "Well, I'm going to spend it." He says, "Someday," he says, he says, "What you mean?" He says, "When are you going to spend it?" He says, "Someday," he says, "when, I don't know, Jackie." He says, "The minute I go out," he says, "the Mexican army's been after me for years. That's what I mean." He says, "Where will you go to spend your money?" He says, "Well, I can go somewhere." He says, "And they'll all be after you." He says, "If you ever leave this place, Jose, you know you won't escape for too long." Miguel looked at Jackie. He said, "Jackie, you shut your big mouth." He said, "Miguel, I think you better do the same thing." He said, "Let Jackie talk. He's got more sense in his head than you have." "Well, I'm just saying that after you get all this money, Jose," he said, "what good does it do me? For instance, you give it to me or give me some of it. What good will it do me?" He said, "Well, he said, "I can't spend it in here, can I?" He said, "No." He said, "We have nothing to sell here." He said, "What good does it do me then?" "I never think about that, Jack." He said, "You bring up all this stuff and make me think." He said, "Why do you do that?" He says, "Well, because it's the truth." Jackie looked at him. He says, "Well, I've got to leave now." He said, "Hey, Jackie, before you go," he says, "how would you like to go with me sometime?" He said, "You don't need to kill anybody." He says, "Just go with me." He said, "Maybe someday," he said, "you'd be great bandito." He said, "Like me, huh?" He says, you know, someday I'm going to get very old, and I need somebody like you, Jackie, to take over. He said, all the gold be yours. He said, everything. He says, you do a good job for me, huh? Oh, I don't know. So you see, I have a friend back home. He's a sheriff. And he's different than you are. You like him better, huh? Yes, I like him very much. You know, like Jose? I didn't say that. He said, I like Jose, except I don't like what you do. He said, I don't like the fact that you kill people and steal money. Jose's eyes narrowed again, and he could see his face turning red. Jackie, one of these days you're going to say me the wrong thing, and I'm going to... See, you're going to put me up against the wall and shoot me. See? Well, I guess there's not much I could do about that, could I? He said, I'll see you later, Jose. He left. Jose kicked a bottle way up against the wall and smashed up against the other side. Miguel ducked. He says, I don't wonder why I put up with that Jackie. He says, he gets me all mixed up. He said, maybe I should get rid of him. Miguel smiled. He said, Jose, he said, you know what I think? He said, I don't care what you think. He said, you've got nothing up there to think with. He said, all right. Hey, Miguel, what you think? He says, I think maybe Jackie, you're getting to like Jackie pretty much. Ah! He says, Jose don't like anybody. He says, they look cross-eyed at me, I shoot them. He said, except Jackie. He said, I watch you. He said, why you no shoot Vaughn? He said, because Jackie say no. I don't know. He said, I'm all mixed up. I'm all mixed up. Jackie went over to Manuel. Well, what happened? Oh, nothing. We just had a talk. He says, you know what? He says, you know what he asked me? How would I know, Jackie? He asked me to go on the next business trip. Juan practically jumped up off the bench. He said, are you go, Jackie? He said, you gonna rob and kill? And he says, no, sit down. He says, no, I'm not gonna go, and I'm not gonna rob, and I'm not gonna kill, but I may think about it. Manuel looked at him strangely. Jackie, you've got strange things going on in your head. Be careful. Be real careful. I know Jose. Says, and I know you're dreaming of all kinds of things. If one of the things goes wrong, Jackie, he will shoot you right up against that wall. Said, that I know. Says, I think I know that too, Manuel. Said, but I have friends back home, some very good friends. And one of these days, I hope to see them again. Jackie was telling Manuel and Juan that he had hoped that he would see his friends again. Of course, back at the ranch, Tom wasn't just sitting in his office. Since the day Jackie left, he had searched the countryside. They had formed posses. Skeeter always came into town almost every morning riding pickles, followed by Grandpa. He said, any news, Tom? Any news, Tom? He says, not a thing, Skeeter. He said, but I'm going to pay Mrs. Amish a visit again. Could I go with you, Tom? Sure, come along. They would go down to Mrs. Amish's house. She usually knew when they were coming. When there was a knock at the door, she would always straighten her hair at the mirror, open the door slightly. Yes? Oh, it's you, Sheriff, again. May I come in, Mrs. Amish? Yes, Sheriff, you may come in, but this is about the fifth time you've been here. Now, what do you want? You know what I want, Mrs. Amish. I want to know where Jackie is. I told you over and over again, I don't know where he is. That's not so, Mrs. Amish, and you know it. Skeeter, we've gone over this before, too. He said, may I search the place, Mrs. Amish? You may search all you want, Sheriff. But the next time you come, he says, you better have a warrant, a search warrant, because I'm not going to let you in anymore. He says, go ahead and search. Jarvis stood in the doorway. Tom went upstairs, followed by Skeeter. They went through the room, room after room, downstairs, upstairs, and not a sign of Jackie. Mrs. Amy smiled. Well, Sheriff, did you find him? He says, no, but I will. He said, well, I'm afraid the boy ran off. He was frightened of something or another, and he just ran off. Mrs. Amish, I recall the broken window. She says, well, I told you about that. She says, I was working and I lost my balance and I just fell out, broke the window. It's very fortunate I didn't cut myself. Yes, that was very strange, wasn't it, Mrs. Amish? Sheriff, I don't like the tone of your voice. Are you calling me a liar? Mrs. Amish, yes. Because I don't believe you. Well, she says, as far as I'm concerned, you can get out of my house right now. Tom reached into his pocket. He says, you know what this is, Mrs. Amish? He said, of course I know. It's a button. He says, it's a very special button to me. It was a button that came from Jackie's shirt. He said, and it was found in your room when you said he wasn't here. That's right, Tom. That's right. He said, they took Jackie and they did something with him. Nonsense. Why would we do anything like that? Because you're a shadow. And so is your brother a shadow. You're both shadows. That's enough, Skeeter. All right, Mrs. Amish. He said, but I'll be back. You better have a search warrant when you get back. I will. I most certainly will, Mrs. Amish. Good day. They left. And almost every day, Tom would get a posse. Volunteers would come in, and they would take each section of the country, maybe go to the north one day, and to the south, the west, and the east, and they would scour the countryside, looking in all the canyons and so forth. But not a trace of Jackie was found. It was almost 2 months later when finally the minister from the local church stopped by. Tom was in his office. He says, good morning, Reverend. Good morning. Tom, I don't know how to bring this up. What is it? I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything like that, but many of the congregation have talked to me about it. You see, it's about Jackie. Well, what about Jackie? He said, even though the body was never found, some of the members of the congregation feel that we should have a burial service. For Jackie? He says, yes. He says, you see, his body may be somewhere in a canyon, and I think it's proper that he received the last services. Well, I never thought of that. I'm sure you haven't, Tom. But if you don't mind, sometimes next month, if Jackie doesn't return, and I'm afraid that he won't, I would like to perform the services. You mean for his funeral? Yes. Don't you think it's proper that we do something? Well, yes. I definitely do think it's something should be done, but I just can't believe that he's dead. I can't believe it either, but we have to assume that since he hadn't come back and we couldn't find him, that he must be deceased. Tom thought about it for a while. I guess you're right, Reverend. All right, he said, when would you like it? He said, the 15th is a Sunday. We'll have it right after lunch. We'll have an afternoon service. He said, yes, that would be nice. He says, I'll tell the congregation at the next Sunday meeting that we will have his services. And I'm very, very sorry, Tom. Tom could keep from almost choking and keeping back the tears.
He says, all right. He says, but I didn't think this day would ever come. The Reverend placed his hand on Tom's shoulder. Tom, this day comes for everybody, sooner or later. Yes, I know, I know. But I was hoping it would be later for Jackie. Well, good day. Skeeter, who had just come in the door, what's he talking about? He said, who died, Tom? I said, well, Skeeter, you might as well know, we're having services for Jackie next month, the 15th. Services for who? For Jackie. He dead? No, we don't know that, but we have to assume that probably he is. Oh, Jackie's not dead. He said he's out there somewhere. And he's going to come back. He is. Well, I hope he does, Skeeter, but we still, out of respect for Jackie, we have to have services for him. Suppose he is dead and we never gave services. That would be very bad. Jackie's out there dead? I'm afraid that he might be out there. He said, I don't want to go to Jackie's funeral. He says, well, I don't either. But I'm afraid we probably will. Back at the camp, little did they know that Jackie was alive and held captive by the worst bandito in all Mexico. And Jackie was just telling them about Tom and how it was back home. About this time, Jackie had finished explaining to Juan and Manuel about Tom, and he was telling Juan about Skeeter. He said, you ought to see a friend of mine back home. He's about your size. He says, kind of skinny too. Not really. He said, he's got a horse. They call him Pickles. Juan began to laugh. Pickles? You eat those? He said, well, you don't eat this horse, though. That's what he calls him. And Juan was just a laugh, and so was Manuel. He said, that's funny. He said, he must be a very funny boy. He is. He's a pill. Finally, Jackie looked at him. He said, well, if you think that's funny, guess what he calls his dog? He said, I don't know. He says, Grandpa. And Juan began to roll on the floor. That's funny. That's funny. He said, your friend must be a very funny person. He says, yeah, he's a pest sometime. But, you know, I miss him a lot, a real lot. He says, I wonder what it'd be like if he were here. I bet Jose let him go. He'd be so fed up with him, and he'd drive him crazy. Jose'd say, get out of here. You should have brought your friend, and then we could have joined him. He'd throw us all out, and we could go home. Yeah, but I don't think he'd do that. He'd probably shoot him. Yeah, Jose probably shoot him. So the next few days, Jackie worked hard, washing clothes. And every time Jose would come in, he would find clean clothes out for him when he needed them. And Juan hated this. In fact, he wouldn't even go near the place, which he didn't dare, because he knew what Jose said and what Jackie told him, not to come near it. So as the days went by, Juan was getting impatient. He says, Jackie, you keep telling me that you had plans. He says, I do. And the day arrived. The next day, when Jackie was bringing the basket back empty, Jose had just finished eating and taking his napkin and gently wiping the edges of his mouth. Jackie? Yes, Jose? He says, you know, he says, you do a lot of work for me. He said, tomorrow, he says, I go on a business trip. He said, you go with me, huh? He said, we bring back some gold. He said, I give you my share. Oh, I don't know. Let me think about it. He said, maybe I'll go with you someday. Oh, muchacho. He said, now you're talking like a real Mexicano. Well, he said, I'll think about it. He says, tomorrow morning? He says, see, tomorrow morning. He said, well, I'll help get the wagon ready and things like that and get your horse out. Oh, muchacho. He says, I don't know what's wrong with you. He says, Jackie, he says, sometime you know, I don't understand you. He says, why do you want to do this for me? Why don't you spit at me like Juan?
He says, what for? I said, I don't know. He said, Jackie, I don't understand you. He says, why are you so nice to me? He said, maybe someday you come to me and say, oh, Jose, please let me go home now, huh? And Jose, with tears in his eyes, say, all right, Jackie, you go home. Jackie shrugged his shoulders. He says, no. He says, the answer is no. He says, because I never let you go, Jackie. So if you try to be nice to me and then ask, may I go home now?